الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we spoke yesterday about the issue of what I call transfer of residence, which is from this world to the other world. What I remind myself and you about is that this is not the first time that we will be doing this. The issue of intiqal, the issue of moving from one dimension to another dimension, from one state of being to another state of being, is something that we have done before and which we will do again. There is a series of lectures of mine on death and hereafter. For those who are interested, I will ask Kumar to send the link with this. We started our existence as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us, and as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also informed us in the Quran. We started our existence in the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we remained there as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished. And then we came into what we know as the Alamul Arwah, the world of the souls. And then we remained there as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished, we came into the womb of our mothers. And we remained there for 7 months, 8 months, 9 months, as the case was. 9 months is the normal, but some children are born premature and so on. And there we remained for that period of time. Then we came into this world, and here we will remain for again a predetermined space of time, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And then we will go into Al-Alam Al-Barzakh, where we will remain for a period of time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And from there we will go into the, on the Day of Judgment, about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةً مِقْدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةً. Allah said the duration of that is 50,000 years. In this time, 50,000 years according to the time of this world or this time and space dimension. And from there we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His Jannah. Inshallah, we will go into Jannat al-Firdaus bi ghayri hisab inshallah, and remain there for, at least in our terms, forever. Khalidina fiha abada, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said they will stay there forever. Time is a concept, and it's a fact only of this time and space dimension that we know as the world. You don't even have to go into the Alam al-Barzakh or the Day of Judgment to understand that time has no meaning, because if you look at the International Space Station, which is orbiting the Earth in the near-Earth orbit at a speed of 17,100 miles per hour, they see 16 sunrises and 16 sunsets every 24 hours. Because at that speed, there is a sunrise every 90 minutes. So for every one day in the International Space Station, it is 16 days. As we know, distance in galactic space is not measured in kilometers or miles and so on, but it's measured in light years. Because the distances are so vast that you try to calculate it in miles and so forth, it makes no sense. So light years means what? Light years means that a particle traveling at the speed of light, which is 186,000 miles per second, this particle, which is traveling at 186,000 miles per second, if it traveled for 365 days, the distance that it would cover is one light year. And there are stars, and there are planets, and there are galaxies which are millions of light years away. So in terms of distance, what does it mean? I mean, it's almost impossible to calculate. The reason I'm saying this is because time has no meaning. Time has only a very temporary phase that we are living here. Just as our time, I won't go into the Alamal Arwa and so on because we have no way of understanding that concept. But if we look at the time that we spend in the womb of our mothers, technically we are supposed to be there for 9 months, but some children are born at 7 months, some are born in 8 months. We don't know how long that child will take or be in that womb. Just as we don't know how long we will be in this world. Now this whole journey which I described from the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into the Alamul Arwah, into the womb of the mothers, into this world, into Alamul Barzakh, into the Day of Judgment, Yawmul Hashr, and into Jannah. There are two things that are constant in all of this. One is that we moved from dimension to dimension, and the rules of each dimension, the rules of survival, the rules of existence, not survival, rules of existence of each dimension were completely different from the other dimensions. So that's the first thing. Just to, without going into the others, just one, the one immediately before we were born. We were in the womb of our mothers and we were in a sack, a closed sack, which was filled with fluid, amniotic fluid. So effectively we were breathing water. And this is just before we were born. When a child is born, that amniotic, the sack has to be broken. It gets broken in the delivery process, but if it doesn't get broken, then you have to break it. If you do not open the sack, then the child will drown. Now, it's a funny thing to say that this child was in this sack, in that water for 9 months, it didn't drown. But once it comes out into this world, if you don't open that sack, the child will drown. I haven't delivered babies, but I've delivered puppies. And I remember sitting one whole night. I had a Labrador retriever. And she delivered 8 puppies. So she was pregnant. She went, found the bathtub in my bathroom and decided that was the place she wanted to deliver. So I asked my father, I said, I've never done this before. So he said, she will deliver. The puppies will be in a sack with amniotic fluid. Make sure you open the sack. Normally she will do it, but if she is, and this was a first time mother, so she didn't know what she was doing. So he said, open that, otherwise if you don't open that, the puppy will drown. And he went to sleep. I sat in the night and delivered 8 puppies. So the point is that, see the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the same thing, they're mammals, they're like us. For 9 months it was in that sack, it didn't drown. Once it exits, it's in the same sack, but once it comes out, within minutes, it's gone. If you don't open that sack and drain the fluid, it's dead. Perfectly healthy fetus, well, no, it's not a fetus, it's a baby, will be dead. Yeah? And if you don't believe it, I can find a bucket for you and request you to put your head under the water, fill it with water and request you to place your head under the surface of the water and see how long you stay there. And if we argue and say, well, you know, you were in your mother's womb for 9 months, because the conditions of each world, if you want to call it a world, the condition of each state that we are in are completely, the laws are different. So when we go into the Alam al-Barzakh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned fire, may Allah protect us from that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned all these things. But if you open a grave, you don't find fire in it. You say, you know, I'm going to open the grave of a non-Muslim. Will you find any fire? No. There's no fire. If you go for a walk in the UK, for example, lots of old graveyards, old cemeteries, very beautifully maintained, and they're full of buttercups, and they're full of, you know, all kinds of beautiful flowers, especially in the spring, beautiful green grass. And I sometimes think to myself that all of this is going with fire underneath. I mean, how is it happening? Rules are different. Rules are different. There is the fire of the khabar is haqq. No doubt about that. But it's not like the fire in this dunya. That's a different issue. The reason I'm saying all of this is because in all these, again, to use the term years or thousands of years or millions of years makes no sense, because as I mentioned just now, the issue of time, of year and day and so on, is only for this life, this world. But since we do not have any other way of expressing it, we'll use this term, although it has no meaning. In all the millions or thousands or whatever number of years it might have been, from the time we came into existence in the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the time, inshallah, where we shall find ourselves in Jannah, in all of these millions of years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a very brief window. Very brief window of this life. And even in this life, it is not the entire life from the time we are born to the time we die. It is the period in which we are aqil and baligh. The period in which we have aqal, intelligence, and we are mature. Just that piece. So, after we are born, until 12 years, 14 years, there is no hisab, there is no account. That's free. Only after that it starts, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you all long and healthy and lives without any ailment, mental or spiritual or physical. But as long as that remains, if you know somebody gets Alzheimer's, the pen is lifted. There's no accounting for that. Somebody gets dementia, pen is lifted. Somebody goes into a coma. We know people. One of our friends, his wife was in coma for 14 years. Pen is lifted. So as long as you have aqal and irada, you have intelligence, you have the ability to take a decision, that period is the period which is accountable, and that is the window that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us to write our own destiny. Among the many mistaken concepts that we have in our life, one of the concepts is that destiny means what happens to us in this dunya. Yeah, it's not a mistake, it's not a total mistake, because partly it is true that yes, it is also this. But this is like a flash compared to real destiny. Real destiny is what is going to happen to us after we leave this world. Because that is forever. And ajib, the khudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this small piece of destiny which relates to this dunya, Allah did not give this in our hands. This Allah wrote for us. How much I will earn, what I will do, whether I will marry or not marry, whether the marriage will be happy or not happy, whether I will have a house or whatever I have, my health, how long will I be healthy, what ailments will come, what cures will come. All of this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote. In some of these also He gave us some control. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote if I will get married or not married, but then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, happiness of the marriage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put into our hands. You will get married, how happy you want to be is up to you. Happiness is not decreed for you, that's up to you. You want to be happy, be happy. You don't want to be happy, make your life miserable, that's up to you. But this is your span. Similarly, food will be, this is the food that is for, out of that, what you will eat, you want to destroy yourself, dig your grave with your teeth, or you want to live happily, up to you. But food, this is the amount of food that you have, right? What you want to eat from that, and so on and so on. So, in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us very limited control. Most of the stuff which Allah wrote for us, khalas. Lifespan Allah wrote for us. How long we will live is not in our control. But for the eternal life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a blank slate. He gave us a fresh sheet of paper and said, write what you like. Whatever you like, write on it. You want Jannah, write on it. You want how many palaces in the Jannah, write on it. You want how many trees in the Jannah, write on it. You want, I don't know what you want, rockets in the Jannah. Whatever you want in Jannah, write in it. You want Jahannam, most welcome, write in it. How much fire, how many pits, what you want to do, write in it. No problem. Blank sheet of paper. Write whatever you like on this and that will be yours. Whatever you write on this is yours. That is our job. There is this famous teaching story of this man who was a real estate guy. He was a builder, and in his company he had this master builder who worked for him for 30-40 years and did a good job sincerely. And then at this tail end of his career, this master builder came to this owner of the company and he said to him, I want to retire, so please give me my dues. So this owner said to him, look, I will give you your dues, but I want you to build one last house for me. So this master builder got irritated. He said, I want to go. I am finished with my job and so on. Now he wants the last house. I mean, house means what? At least 1 year, 2 years, you know, whatever it takes. So, which means again, I have to work for one more year. I'm already tired. I'm not interested. So, man said, no, I've got this piece of land. Please build this house. So, he said, what kind of house do you want? He said, anything you like. I'm not going to ask any questions. Once you finish the house, give me the keys. That's it. Put whatever you like in it. Do what you want in it. How much you want to spend, you spend. So, this guy decided, well, this, if that is the case, it's easy. I'm going to do the quickest job that I can do. So he took this piece of land. It was a nice, beautiful location, so on. But what this guy did was that he put in the cheapest materials. He did the tackiest job because he wanted to finish fast. He said, you know, if I now wait and say, well, you know, I want a parquet teak wood floor, then the polishing will take forever. And I just put whatever. He wants house, I give him house. Khalas. And in record time, he built this house, which was very shoddy, which was very badly designed and substandard material and so on. And he brought the key to the master and said, here is your key, give me my dues. The man took the key and gave it back to him and he said, this is your house. That is your dues. This is my gift to you. That house which you built, he said, I have not even seen it, but whatever you built in that house is yours. That is our situation. That is our situation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a sheet of paper and said, write what you want. Write whatever you like. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu to give us the tawfiq to write what will be beneficial for us and to enable us to do that and to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.